This edition of Steve Adubato Uncut, the podcast, has been made possible by International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 825, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 102, and Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters. We're now joined by our good friend Gil Medina, who is a real estate executive. He's the former Secretary of Commerce in the great state of New Jersey, and yes, a trustee of our production company, the Caucus Educational Corporation. Good to see you, Gil.
Good to see you, Steve.
Gil, not a lot of people that I know more about commercial real estate than you do. Describe, as we are taping mid toward the back end of summer 2021, the commercial real estate market connected to COVID.
Yeah, let me set the background. Speaking of post-World War II Europe, the French poet Paul Valéry commented that the problem with our present times is that our future isn't what it used to be. And I think that we can say the same thing about our post-pandemic world. And this is especially true about commercial real estate. But when you speak about commercial real estate, we have to recognize that it's integrated into the economy of a region, of a state. And it's important for us to really understand and put New Jersey in perspective, because we tend to take our state and our region for granted. But our state is part of two of the world's largest metropolitan economies. The New York City Metro is the world's second largest metropolitan center. Its GDP stands at a whopping $1.6 trillion. Philadelphia's metropolitan economy is the world's eighth largest metro economy. Its GDP is $440 billion. So just think about this. Two metropolitan economies, New York, some counties in New Jersey and Connecticut, Philadelphia, some counties in Delaware and New Jersey, have an economy that is larger than all of the economies of every nation in the world except for seven.
So, you know, only you would come up with a quote like that and put this in philosophical terms, but it's helpful, you know, because you also seem to be saying that there is no, quote, New Jersey per se real estate, commercial real estate market. It's not really one market.
Well, yeah, I think that the economy of New Jersey is, well, New Jersey has a large economy of its own. Our GDP is $635 billion, which is very large. But we have to keep in mind that we are part of a region, which is why when Benjamin Franklin talked about New Jersey, he called it a valley of humility between two mountains of conceit.
Yep.
And those mountains of conceit are important economic drivers for our state, and we have to remember that. So now, in terms of the commercial real estate market, we also have to realize that the commercial real estate market is multifaceted. It's not one market. Charles Dickens, in A Tale of Two Cities, contrasts London and Paris during the French Revolution. London was prosperous, stable, and peaceful. Paris was racked by revolution and turmoil. If the novel were about commercial real estate, it would be called The Tale of Several Cities, because corporate real estate has a number of components, for example, residential, office, retail, industrial, and hospitality, and all are evolving differently, responding differently to the post-pandemic environment.
So Gil, let me ask you, let me give you a concrete example. Our production company, the Caucus Educational Corporation, that you know well, we have office space. We've had office space for many years, you know, 8 to 10 on our team at any one time. But we're all working remotely right now from all these different locations, and we're not sure long-term if we'll ever go back, quote, to the office. We give up that office space. Hopefully someone rents it and the owner can make a buck. But if not, as more and more of us in the workforce do this, what does that do to the commercial real estate market?
So, yeah, that's a good question. And corporations throughout the world are grappling with that. You know, can we and how can we bring people back to the office? Most companies believe that there's a value of having their employees together in one place, because it promotes collaboration, it promotes
creativity. Oh,
and the challenge, though, however, is how do you now entice the workers back into the office after this period of time where we learned really how to function to a very high degree remotely. So it's going to be a challenge, and every industry is going to come up with a different answer. Every company actually is going to come up with a different answer. In your industry, your audience probably doesn't even notice that we're in a studio or not. So you're going to have the ability to basically maintain a virtual operation much more effectively than perhaps other companies will.
But we're not, okay, but we're not, I don't even know if we're not the norm. I just know there are so many other people when they ask, well, where are you doing the show? Because it looks like you're in the studio. Yeah, we do. It is a studio. It's just not in the studio we've been in for a long time. And to our friends at WNET and NJPBS, we hope and pray that we can get back into, we all can get back into the studios we've been in for years. But we don't know. That's. But here's the other part of this. Do you believe, Gil, with your expertise in commercial real estate and economics and markets, et cetera, that a significant amount of commercial real estate space will be converted into non-commercial real estate space to be utilized in some other form because the market won't support it?
That's probably more true about office than other forms of real estate. And in fact, we are already seeing that in New Jersey. New Jersey's commercial office space was almost 80% of it was filled out in the 1980s. A lot of that space was suburban-based, these major suburban campuses that were isolated from everything. The reality is that those locations and the design of those buildings are obsolete. So in terms of office inventory, New Jersey has one of the highest suburban vacancy rates in the entire country. We already are seeing that as land prices for industrial uses and residential sites continue to rise, that many of these obsolete suburban properties are being and will continue to be redeployed for industrial or mixed-use developments.
Okay, real quick thing on taxes. You know tax as well, former head of former Secretary of Commerce in the state. So there are friends of ours who live in northern New Jersey, but their office operations have been in New York for many years. But they're working out of home and being, quote, taxed the New Jersey state income tax, your federal income tax, and the New York tax. And some of them are saying, and this is not just anecdotal, it's happening in a lot of cases, hey, wait a minute, if I'm, quote, not in New York, how could you be taxing me for being in New York when I'm doing my work out of my home in New Jersey? Is that a non-issue or something that's got to be resolved?
It's an issue. And what happens is that a lot of jurisdictions are just very aggressive about who they tax and when they tax them and for what activity they tax.
They want their money. But if it doesn't make sense, it's not fair.
That's correct. They should not be taxed. That's the reality is that they should not be. They probably know it, but they figure that they'll collect the taxes and let if you're aggrieved, you bring the issue to the attention of the proper authorities through the proper process. And how many of us are going to go through that?
Wow. Hey, Gil, listen, there are a lot of questions. We're taping this on the 20th of June. The date will be up throughout this segment, because we always try to let people know that as things are evolving around us, we're trying to put things in context. We're not the news. Check out NJ Spotlight News. Check out Metro Focus, with our partners in public broadcasting, to find out what's happening on a regular basis and also the analysis of that. Gil, come back and join us late fall into the winter, and we'll give an update on the commercial real estate market. That is Gil Medina, a very smart real estate executive, former Secretary of Commerce in New Jersey, and a trustee of the CEC. Thank you so much, Gil.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. I'm Steve Adubato. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.